Again, today we are celebrating 5 years. We're celebrating the past, the present, and looking forward to the future. And so to kick us off, watch this.
Greeting from PJ and Ulrika from Life Center Church. So Stockholm community is turning 5, PJ.
It's amazing.
We celebrate you and we wish we were there in person, but we love you and we cannot wait to see you soon. Have a great and blessed Sunday.
Well, celebrating 5 years. How amazing is that? You know, most churches, they are excited about being coming 5 years. And I say, you not only survive the first 5 years, you thrive. And your future is going to be awesome. Many blessings from us. We cheer you on.
Amen.
Hello there, Pastor Brandon and the Stockholm Community Church. I wanted to come from Africa and say congratulations on your 5th anniversary as a church. Time flies. And here you are, taking Stockholm by force, making disciples. We are so proud of you. So this is from the entire SOS Church family, and couldn't, even though I'm in Africa, not pop in on your 5-year anniversary. So congratulations once again.
Well, hey, happy birthday, Stockholm Community Church, Pastor Brandon and Angela, your family. We are so excited for you. You know, as to try to think about 5 years, what could you say to sum up 5 years? The number of people who've said yes to Jesus, the people who have been discipled, the number of children who've come through the summer camps, the women's ministry that's thriving and strong there. Man, I am so excited for you, and we celebrate what God is doing and has done, what he's going to do in the next 5 years and many, many more to come after that. So happy birthday, Stockholm Community Church. We love you. We're for you. And we hope you have an amazing day.
Hello, Stockholm Community Church. I celebrate with you this weekend, even though if I'm a little bit further west and not with you in Stockholm, I just want to say I am so mightily proud of you and so happy that I can also consider myself a little bit part of your community. Listen, a church celebrating 5 years, especially 5 years, in which you guys also survived a pandemic. Every church plant that comes out of a pandemic on the other side and still goes strong, you know that the blessings and the hand of God is laying on you. So guys, I really salute you for your faithfulness, for everything that you have poured into making Stockholm Community Church a thriving place, a place for people to really find their community and their spiritual home. Listen, there is a verse in the Bible in Luke 14, verse 23. It says, "And the master said to the servant, go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in that my house may be filled." You guys, I think you filled a house for 5 years. And one thing that makes me now very excited is also to celebrate with you your future that's just around the corner, moving into a new location, a location where you can just get rid of all the setups and use that to really invest in people more and be a community in Stockholm, an international community that is so needed. You guys, I can't wait to come and visit you in your new location soon. And I just want to say, celebrate this weekend. Hug each other, congratulate each other, and most of all, celebrate what God is doing among you. Be blessed.
Cross has set the sinner Hej allihopa, vad kul att din...
Okay.
50 times.
Come in to Alvik's Kadoo house. We haven't been together in quite some time. But we're gonna get together.
I told you it was gonna be an amazing message. Blah, 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 blah. Let's try it again. It's a shift. So I gotta restart.
Not the whole thing. No. You can pick up.
No, we're not going to do a cut. We're not going to do a cut.
It's better to just go.
Okay.
Okay.
12-month shift. Oh, shift. I got it out. I feel better now.
You feel better now?
Not really.
Okay.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
My Savior's cross. I set this in a free hope. As in every voice now home in glory, your face I see, my pain no more, my fear will cease. I bow my life, I fix my eyes on Christ my King. I bow my life, I fix my eyes on Christ my King.
Happy birthday, Stockholm Community Church! Ella and I are representing the Lawrenson family here from Cyprus. And we just want to say we love you, we miss you. We really believe in what you're doing, the dream, the vision from the beginning. And we believe the best is yet to come. So, we love you! Say bye-bye, Ella! Bye-bye!
Hey, Stockholm Community Church, this is Gabby, for those who don't know me. I used to be part of Stockholm Community Church for 2 years, and I just want to wish you a very happy 5th birthday and a very happy celebration. Bye!
Happy birthday, Stockholm Community Church! We miss you and we love you!
Happy birthday, Stockholm Community Church!
Woohoo! Happy birthday, SCC Stockholm. I'm so glad to be a part of this church.
Happy birthday, ACC!
Happy birthday, Stockholm Community Church!
In Filipino, maligayang kaanawan!
What a fun look back at the things that have been a part of this church. The good, the bad, the slip-ups. It's been a lot of fun doing this journey, and couldn't have imagined it starting out any other way. As many of you know, my wife and I came here not really knowing what God had for us. We got connected with our kids' pastor back in the United States. She said, hey, I know this couple. Turns out she only knew you one time, met you one time, became Facebook friends. The power of social media. And we met Brian and Carolyn, quickly became friends, found out we had other connections, and they said, hey, can you guys partner with us and journey with us in launching a church? And that was 6.5-ish years ago. I've been here 7. So it's very fast. But thank you to Brian and Carolyn. So if you could do me a favor and welcome Brian and Carolyn Dunn to the stage.
All right. Well, I am just the Brian version of Brian and Carolyn. She's coming up later. I didn't say, no, it's just me today. No. So, my kind of theme for these few minutes is just why now? That was kind of the question. So if you are a young man and you are not married yet, back in a previous century, I took a knee, I was holding a ring, and there's this beautiful Swedish girl in my life. And I said, would you spend the rest of your life with me? Would you be my wife? And I'm holding the ring and I'm down on the knee. And she said, before I say yes, I just want to say, if she negotiates the proposal, that is the rest of your marriage, okay? If she's negotiating that moment, but the question was, could you ever see yourself living in Sweden? That was the question. And that is how our marriage started. We've been praying about this journey. And there are different times we'd look at each other like, is this the season? We'd just be like, no. Okay. So we'd pray some more. And so we had been married 15, 16 years, and in 2014, God started stirring. And we said, we need to pray about this in a different way, at a different level. And we'd been praying, but we were thinking it would happen 2017, 2018, and in 2015, God said, now this year. And at that time, we were just saying, why now? Why now? So we come over, sell everything, make the journey. And so we're like so ready, and our belief was that we were going to partner with an existing Swedish church and just strengthen their international, you know, service or just kind of whatever they have. And our heart was just to breathe life into Swedish pastors. And so we actually had this wonderful opportunity with this great network, and we got there, and there'd be an opportunity actually to lead a church, and we're praying, and we just both kind of came back afterwards and just knew that the Holy Spirit said, no. Our God, why now? And so then, you know, we're just doing stuff and serving and loving Jesus and get a chance to go on another leadership retreat with another church, a fantastic church. And so we go there and spent a day and we're walking back into our dorm room and we both look at each other and it's like, no. And we were asking God, why did we, like we were lead pastors at a church, we had turned it around, like we'd gotten through all the hard, ucky, yucky stuff, and like we were seeing growth and potential, and God literally said to me, I was preaching, I'm walking off the platform, and God said, you have plowed, somebody else will plant, you're done. Okay, but it's like, God, like the plowing is not the fun part. The harvest is the fun part. He's like, yeah. You're done. You're done here. You're finished. Your assignment here is finished. And so we got over here and we had these two no's and like people, how's Sweden? How's it going? And we're like, it's great. We love God. God's doing great things. What's he doing? I don't know. Why now? And so gentleman in pink, Pinkst, Niklas Morling said, hey, Brian, you should come to this like little conference they're having. I said, okay. And all of a sudden some of the pastors, the pastors that were speaking and sharing, some of them were American pastors that we had like connections, like some of the students that were like saved in my ministry had been serving in their ministry. And all of a sudden I was like, oh. And they were talking about this concept of 30 new churches in 3 years. Now, if you don't know this, from 2000 to 2020, Sweden had closed 1,000 churches. 1,000 churches had closed in that 20-year window. And so this concept of 30 new churches in 3 years, that was groundbreaking. As a matter of fact, I remember like when it was announced publicly and they were having some of the couples come up to like say, hey, we're going to plant this church. You could actually feel the skepticism in the room. But then all of a sudden, 13 families walked onto the stage, or 13 teams, and it kind of said, wow, in the first year, we're almost halfway there. So coming back to our personal journey, so I'm telling Carolyn, I think we're supposed to plant a church. She said, nah. Carolyn, no, really. This hasn't opened, and that hasn't opened. I think we're supposed to plant a church. Nah. And so she said, okay, this is what we'll do. Let's see if we can build a crowd in Sweden. And that is where Thanksgiving in Stockholm was born. And so the first year, we did Thanksgiving in Stockholm, and we put it on two different Facebook pages, and 80 people signed up. And we said, wow, that's great. And then we realized we need to get some of our friends there so that we know somebody at our own party. But literally finishing that first Thanksgiving in Stockholm, Carolyn said, okay, we can bring a crowd together in Stockholm. I think we're called to plant a church. Let's start praying. I said, that's great. I've already prayed. By the way, you're going to be the lead pastor this time, and I get to work marketplace. And she went, nah. I said, you just pray. So that was the birth of Stockholm Community. Now, ironically, the second year we're getting ready to do our Thanksgiving in Stockholm, and this is going to be our announcement launch, and we're going to have this great crowd. And the church that we had had it at the first time said, not so much. And so it put us in a scramble. So we're searching, looking, searching. And Carolyn came across Alviks Kulturhus, and we walked in and we said, and this is where the church will be. Because a no from another church, and we said, but why now? Why now? Come on, we're just trying to get started. Why now? Why now? And that why now led to this room, led to this crowd, and led to this day. Now, I have a really odd thing that I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating that there's so many people in this room I don't know. That is wonderful. That is a beautiful thing. Nobody in this room lives off of 5-year-old fruit. We live off of fresh fruit. And there are fresh faces. And there is fresh faith. And I was thinking about this as Aliza and Lewis were up here praying for their little one. This is going to be a testimony for them forever. They're going to look at that little one and just be like, I remember when we prayed for you about your eye. And you know what the little one's thought's going to be? Okay. So there are moments that we live through the tension, but that tension gives birth to miracles. And the next generation doesn't know the tension. They just know the result of the miracle. Yeah. So we celebrate not only what was, but what is. We celebrate what God is doing, what God is doing in you. We celebrate the fresh, new, beautiful faith in this room. We do want you to know that we pray, that we are continuing to find ways to resource not only Stockholm Community Church, but the work of God in Sweden, because we believe God wants to do something special. We are excited at the church that we're serving at now in the U.S. that we're bringing a team of currently 19 people in August. So, amen. So there are a group of people in Orlando that anytime the Duns start talking, it's like, oh, Sweden again. Okay. Yeah, it's a great country. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. But no, we are excited. We're passionate, and you are not in this room by accident. And just this is my final thought. Wherever you find yourself, at 18 years old, I asked Jesus Christ into my heart. My dad was an alcoholic. My mom had gone through 2 divorces. And I was just trying to figure out what was my life going to be. because anybody who had spent time looking at my life said, train wreck. Anybody that looked at my life said, very little hope. And then in 18, I found Jesus, gave him everything. He led me to mental and emotional health and stability. He led me to an amazing Swedish woman who negotiates everything. He led me on this journey. God took this kid and gave him the opportunity to preach the gospel on 3 different continents. What? Why? How? And so wherever you find yourself, and you may be saying, but why now? All I have to say is this, as you partner your life with Jesus, those why nows look back and become, oh, thank you, God. When we walked into this room, just a swell of emotions. God, you planted a seed, and look what you've grown. Why now? Then we didn't understand. Then it was frustrating, it was confusing, it was hard. Today, praise God. Amen? Amen. 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 Carolyn, please.
So a lot of our things are still in storage here in Bromma. And I actually pulled this centerpiece out that we have in our home when we lived here. And one, can you guys keep a secret? You guys good at keeping secrets? So some of these rocks are from Gotland. I don't think you're supposed to take rocks from Gotland. So, but we were there on family vacation our first year. And so we picked up some rocks. And then we picked up some rocks from Öland. And then we picked up some rocks from Funäsdalen. And so it kind of became a done family tradition. And so the centerpiece, it's a lot bigger than this. Madeline said, don't put out too many rocks, Mom. This looks just right. But one of the things I wanted to use this as an illustration this morning, if you read in the Old Testament and the New Testament, you see that the Israelites and the Jewish people would build memorials. Anytime that God had done big things, they would build memorials to remind them of what God had done. We can specifically look in the book of Judges, Judges 4, where Joshua has led the Israelites across the Jordan River, which was on completely dry ground. All the people cross, the river starts flowing again, and then Joshua looks at the 12 tribes and says, go out and get some big rocks, and we're going to build a memorial to remind us of what God has done. And so a memorial here at Stockholm Community Church is one that we started a church, right? Amen. We started a church. So we add a rock to that. You saw in the video that we did 8 baptisms over the last 5 years. We add that to our memorial. That we've done 11 outreaches. We add that to our memorial. We can keep adding rocks, right? Propel Women. How many women are in Propel Women? Awesome group of ladies. And the fact that from starting in my living room to Christina Lawrence and now to a whole group of women who keep going strong, we can add a rock to the memorial. You see, we read in Judges when Joshua says, why are we doing this? It's so when our children ask, why is that memorial there? We can point back to say, this is what God did. Memorials lead us to worship a God who does miracles, who answers prayers, who gives us salvation. He does so many great things. But what can happen at times with memorials is we look back at the memorials and we say, do you remember the good days? Do you remember when we did At the Movies? Do you remember when we did this huge obstacle course on Valborg? And all of a sudden, we just remember the good old days, and we lose focus on the future days that are ahead. You see, the memorials were not built to be worshipped. The memorials weren't built to be enshrined, to say, oh, let's just sit here. And so many times, churches, we can get stuck in the good old days. But see, in the scripture, we see that God is doing a new thing. He's not asking us to recreate the history. He's asking us to be part of the new thing that he's doing. New faces, just like Brian said, that are in this room. But guess what? There are still empty seats. There are more people who need to be in this seat, who are looking for community, who are looking for faith, who are looking for hope in this city. And so the memorials remind us of God's faithfulness. We can stand on that foundation. And so as we have come back, I'm going to be honest with you, it is exciting to be back. It's a little sad to be back, because I'm going to be really, really honest with you. We still want to be here in Sweden. We still call this home. But for this season, God has called us to the U.S. And one day we'll look back and understand why. I still don't always understand why. I get to still serve on the governing board of Stockholm Community, so I still feel like I get to be a part of what God is doing here. But see, we have a new season with Pastor Brandon. A season where, you know what? He prays for this church. He prays for you. He is pleading for God to pour out his presence, his spirit, and to bring revival to the city. With his and Angela's leadership, this church is going to head into a new season. Can I tell you, I love the new venue. I've only seen the outside of it. Do you know, I tried to get us into that venue, and that door was closed. And then Brandon and Angela show up and then tell us, guess what? We're moving. We got this great new venue. And I'm like, I tried to get that venue. But it wasn't the right season for the church. But now is the new season. And just like I remember our very first Sunday in this room, man, we were filled with excitement. We were nervous. We were praying big prayers. We were like, I hope someone shows up. I mean, the good thing is, like, my family is sitting in the second row. They were here the first Sunday, you know. My sister and brother-in-law were on the worship team that Sunday. We got one Sunday with them, but man, it was a good Sunday, right? But April 14th, first Sunday, April 14th, I'm going to tell you, it is the new start of Stockholm Community Church. Like, seriously, you need to applaud that. But it's not just about Brandon and Angela and what they can carry. God has placed you here for this season, for this time, and you serve him by being part of this church. So you bring anyone and everyone, anyone who can breathe, anyone who has a pulse, bring it on April 14th. And just say, you got to be part of something new. Because there's something happens to when you're part of something the very first time. You walk in and you go, this is exciting. So again, the memorial reminds us of what God has done. It points back that he remains the same in the word, whether it was several thousand years ago or it is 2024. But Stockholm Community, your future is bright. God is not done with you. And I'm going to tell you this. Serve your pastors. Pray for them. When they, and okay, so now I'm going to get a little personal here. Sorry, my 5 minutes are up. I know. But I'm going to tell you this. You need to be armor bearers around them. Because you know what? It is hard to be a pastor at times. It's very rewarding. I'll tell you that, to be able to see life change and see God do great things. But you know what? When they ask for help, be the first one who says yes. Show up early. Stay late. Be the ones who say, you know what? I'm gonna walk and honor God with who I am, the giftings he's given me, and I'm going to serve the church. Man, you should hear when they talk about the dreams and plans that God has for this church. They're amazing. And you are part of it. So don't be like, oh, that's someone else. You are not sitting here by accident. God didn't open up the doors to Stockholm Community, just happenstance, but he did it for a specific season. And I'm believing as you move into the city, guess what? Revival will happen. And wouldn't it be cool if revival in Sweden started in Stockholm Community Church? Amen? Amen. So happy birthday, Stockholm Community. So honored to be here.
So good. Well, if it's confession time, I'd like to confess as well. that I have some rocks from Gotland as well, and Smergen, and Croatia, and other parts of the world that are, what do they call it, stricken from the record? My mind's going, hey, it's so good. We've gotten to hear from our founding pastors some of the past. You've gotten to see some of the pictures. Some of the numbers have been up there. I did some counting. Yes, I took the time to count. I believe we've had 144 in-person services in 5 years. That also means we've had 100 online services. Wow. Yes, that is 2 years, 52 weeks in a year. 2 years we had to, well, we don't count the few weeks ago. 2 years we had to be online. How many of you know churches that would have survived being online for almost 2 full years? Not many, but God in his providence saw fit that we would continue to move forward to advance his kingdom here in Stockholm. You saw on the screen, 6 missions teams have come from the United States that said, we believe in the work that is happening here. We want to invest. We've had now 8 child dedications, or 6, sorry. We've had over 75 of you say, hey, I want to be a part of the dream team. Let me serve this church in a way that I can. And the numbers continuing to grow. We've had 11 outreaches. You just reminded me of another one. So now we've had 13 outreaches. I forgot to include Valbori on that one. Yeah, say, hey, we've had 8 baptisms. And there's more coming on that. Amen? Amen. These online services also don't include all the online services we've done for the kids. Because when we were online, we did one for the kids too. The kids, that's what you saw with Yoktel up there doing his little dance thing. I can't even do it. He and the kids, they did that so we could have our own online kids service. Make it fun and entertaining for the kids. We did so much of that for them. So where are we at now? Well, we've relaunched the church. August of 2023, 22, we relaunched the church. We came back together after being online for 2 years. And we said, enough's enough. Let's meet together. Irene was ready for that. We've implored and we've helped you all learn what it is to connect to God and to connect to each other. Because if we're not connecting to God and connecting to each other, what are we doing? We're helping you and I. We are helping create community, a place where people can come together and say, I have people I can belong to. I may not think like them. I may not come from the same country as they do. Because guess what? We have over 25 nations in this small group. That's like one out of every 2, basically. That's a lot. We have a growing, as Carolyn mentioned, we have a growing women's ministry, Propel, that have said, hey, we want to launch our own conference. Come on, Anu. Come on. You ladies are excited to have your own Inspire Women's Conference. If you haven't put it on your calendar, men as well, put it on your calendar, September 13 and 14. Not only are the women going to have a conference, we're going to serve the women, men. So you better make sure if you don't have a kid at home or you have a babysitter, we're going to be serving the women. We're going to be helping them out, okay? Come on, Derek, I know you're on board with that one. We have a growing women's ministry. And the men, not to be left out, we're growing too. Momentum. Yes. We are growing. We got propelling women and momentum. Woo. We have a growing worship team. Yes, from our one and done team, Ann and Wes, to a growing team. Megan's been a part. Thank you guys for planting the seed and launching us forward 5 years ago. Thank you for being involved. Thank you, Maud, for being involved. Maud is Carolyn's mom. She has done so much behind the scenes for us. We rent an office space from her for like crowns on the dollar. Dirt cheap. She could get a lot more for that, but she believes in the dream that God put into our hearts to reach a nation, to reach a city. We have our esteemed Former superintendent Danielle Alm and his wife Suzanne are here with us this morning. Danielle was a part of the vision that Brian mentioned, 30 churches in 3 years. Ioannis, the guy from Africa who for some reason his name didn't pop up on there, just title. He was a part of that as well. Thank you, Danielle, for believing that Sweden needed more. And that it didn't have to just be Swedish speaking, but that some crazy Americans married to some highly capable Swedish women, right, Brian? Did I get it right? Okay. We could do something to impact Stockholm. So thank you for believing in us. Thank you for investing into us. We appreciate you and we honor you this morning as well, because we're here today because of you as well. Thank you. We have a growing leadership team. As I mentioned earlier, we are experiencing miracles in this church. Do you realize how valuable and impacting that is? Several of us have had housing miracles. We're in Stockholm, one of the craziest places to try to get a first-hand contract or even a house for a decent price. And three families have had a miracle in that area. One of those part the Red Sea kind of miracles. We've had families ask and pray with us, partner with us in prayer for a baby. We want a baby. And we've had two of those. Elisa, do I count you? Three of those. Amen. Amen. Thank you. We've seen several of you experience miracles in your finances. That where there seemed to be no way, who made a way? God made a way. We've had people, Rebecca the latest, experience healing power. Folks, dude, that's not me. That's not Carolyn or Brian. Dude, who is that? I'm like regressing here. It is God. Jesus has done this for you and me. Because just like Peter and John said, hey guys, you know what? I don't have silver and gold, I don't have, but what I do have, in the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk. And Jesus said, I give you the same power that I've had here on earth for the last 3 years. You're going to do so much more than what I've done. We have so little in four letters of what Jesus did. How many of you are waiting for that day where God takes your lunch and multiplies it and feeds your coworkers? Why not? Thank you. How many of you are waiting for that day when someone says, hey, do you have something? And you go, I don't have it, but what I do have, this is what I give to you. So we're not just a church that comes together and feels good and works our spiritual muscles within our own little compound, but that we get out into the city, that we're out on the Tunnelbana, that we, heaven forbid, we disrupt someone sitting next to us on the Tunnelbana and say, you know what, I'm sorry, but I just have this feeling, I believe in Jesus and I believe he's speaking to me about you right now, and this is what he's saying. To see someone's life transformed in an instant, because we believe in the power of the resurrection. Next week we celebrate not someone in the grave 6 feet under, but we celebrate someone that is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf, saying, I have given you my Holy Spirit. Go, make disciples, multiply, bring the healing power so I receive the glory. Because that's why the church exists. To create community so we can feel empowered and go and change our world. Yes, there's part of me, and I've said this multiple times, there's part of me that wishes that we could just buy this gigantic church building and have 1,000 people sitting around every single Sunday. But part of me also just, I'm going to be happy if we hit 200, because every year 150 out of the 200 cycle out to go back to their home countries feeling empowered, feeling encouraged, feeling equipped, feeling emboldened to say, I'm taking the gospel to my country. I've been here in Stockholm for 3 years. God has blessed me with a fantastic church family where I become firmly established and rooted in the gospel. I know who I am. My identity is safe and secure. I have the power and authority through the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to go change my city. I'm going to go become Mozambique Community Church, or Amsterdam Community Church, or Seoul Community Church, or Shenzhen Community Church, or name your city and community church. If we stay at 200, but we're cycling missionaries out, marketplace missionaries every year, praise the Lord, because we will be effective. We will be doing what God has called us to do. Because it's about what God has called us to do, amen? Yeah. It is about obedience. Yeah. One of my five favorite Dunn Girl families members made this for me, my request. Should have taken a picture and put it on the screen. It's the beginning of a masterpiece, isn't it? Yeah. I think so. Now we can all look at this masterpiece, and Kaisa told me what it was to her. Kaisa did this for us. She told me what it was to her. But when I see it, I also see something different. We all might see something different in this masterpiece, and guess what? We all look at a masterpiece called Stockholm Community Church. We all might see something different. We're just 5 years old. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. We don't know. I know what Kaisa wants to do with this. Now, if she were to give me the paintbrush, I might do something else with it. But we don't know what God's going to do with a masterpiece called Stockholm Community Church. We don't know, do we? Yeah, it stands. But we trust him. We trust in what he's going to do in and through us.
My balloon lit up in the kid room on the roof.
Okay.
There's no red coat.
We'll get it later.
You have to stand on a stool.
Okay. All right, we'll get a stool. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for your grace. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." I don't know what good work God has for me in store tomorrow, but I do know this. I'm a masterpiece in the making. I have dreams and visions of what Stockholm Community Church could be, but I don't know what the masterpiece has in store for Stockholm Community Church. That's why we continuously ask, God, what are you doing? How can we be involved? We don't want to paint our story. We want to paint his. We want to just be the tools in his hand that he uses to impact the kingdom. While I may think that this masterpiece is going to turn out to be one thing, God says, I have other ideas. Yield control to me. Church, we don't know where we're going. We hope we do. We have plans. We have dreams. We have visions. But we still continue in that process to yield it to him. Say, God, we believe this is what you've put on our heart. We're walking down that path. But if at a moment's notice you say, turn left, we'll turn left. Because we trust in the King of Kings and in the Lord of Lords. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on until to completion, until the day of Christ Jesus. Church, I heard a church planter say one time, every church has a season, a beginning and an end. We just don't know how long the life is. I don't know how long the life of Stockholm Community Church is. I believe it's for the next 100 years. Amen. And until God says, no, well done, good and faithful servant, we will continue on building the masterpiece that the Lord has put and envisioned for us. So again, Derek, what do you see? What do you see? Well, I see in the future Stockholm Kids Camp coming August 9, 10, and 11 with Orlando, Calvary Orlando Church by our side. I see Inspire Women's Conference coming September 13 and 14. Come on. This is a participatory time. We're nearing the end. I'm almost done, folks. And this is not an evangelist's plea to be done. I see in the future, I see a new venue and a new location. Some of you that don't put up, that hate putting up chairs should say a resounding hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see parents. I see a youth ministry on the horizon. I see men. We're going to host our own conference. Oh, come on, man. I also see relationship retreats on the horizon where we grow and invest in our relationship with our spouse or our partner. I see us planning and saving for our own location, for our own venue, where maybe in that space we might have a barber shop where we teach people how to cut hair and then give away haircuts to the community so these people can go and earn a salary for themselves. I see a counseling center being on site where people can come and receive godly, wise counsel, biblically based counsel. Say, no, this is the way of the Lord. These are the hopes and the plans and the dreams that He has for you. Maybe it's a Vorschule on site. Maybe our location venue has space above, and so we have apartments that are up there to provide housing for our missions teams or for income for the entire venue so we don't have to really pay our own rent. But the apartments above care for the entire building. I see a community center where we allow kids to come in for homework help, to receive comfort and care, and boo-la, hallelujah for boo-la. What do you see?
Baptisms,
thousands of baptisms. What do you see, church? What do you see? Because this isn't just my dream. This is not just my dream. When we did the church together, we brought people in. What do you see? Carolyn and Brian didn't just go, okay, this is the name, these are the values, this is the mission, this is how we're going to do everything. They didn't just hand us a blueprint and say, all right, let's run with it. They asked, what do you see? What do you believe our church can do? Rachel, what do you see?
Kids sports team.
Kids sports team. Paulina, what do you see?
Mission trips.
Mission trips. Yes! Olufemi, what do you see?
Entrepreneurial Development Center.
Amen. We got a lot of entrepreneurs in this church. That's something I'm already praying along the lines of. Sharon, what do you see?
Sewing circle.
Sewing circle, yes. Derek, what do you see?
Leadership seminars.
Krista, what do you see? Day and night prayer. Alan, what do you see? Yes, our kids leading. Mick, what do you see?
Teenage ministry.
Folks, we want to empower you. We want to empower you to go and affect the city for the kingdom of God. I can't do everything on my own. My wife can't do everything by my side. We must have you with us, linking arms side by side to advance the gospel and message of Jesus Christ in this city. We must do it together. Amen.
Amen.
We must do it together. So my question to you is, what do you see? What has God called you to do here in this city? What has God called you to do? And how can your church be a part of that calling? So today, we celebrate.
5 amazing, unique, challenging, purposeful, inspiring, equipping, sending, and empowering years. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Yes. If you don't like a shock, be ready. Happy birthday, Stockholm Community Church. Not it to clean that. Hey, let's continue the party. We got cake and fika. If you got kids in kids ministry, grab them. Sunday's here. Make Mondays better. Have a great week, everyone.